ikan asar is a smoked fish. This is smoked differently and uniquely. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, but ikan asar is placed diagonally on the side of the embers that produce smoke to make the fish completely dry and fully cooked. The cooking process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is skewered with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours and is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked. Listener, ikan asar has an extraordinary taste because the smoked fish is savory and the aroma is so appetizing. Ikan asar is very appropriate to be enjoyed with warm rice and sambal cholo cholo, a typical Maluku sauce made from shallots, chilies, basil, and key lime.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is Voice of Indonesia with the news. The National Economic Council and United Nations Development Programme Indonesia signed a statement of intent on Monday to advance Indonesia's digital transformation through the Digital Nusantara Initiative. In a press release received by UNDP in Jakarta Monday, the initiative supports President Prabowo Subianto's mandate to modernize public services and accelerate digital transformation for a unified national digital infrastructure. Quoted from antaranews.com, the National Economic Council Chairperson Luhut Binsar Panjaitan welcomed the collaboration. Meanwhile, UNDP Indonesia Resident Representative E. Norimasa Shimomura described the partnership as a significant milestone. The Health Ministry of Indonesia has partnered with the Sasakawa Health Foundation to strengthen efforts to end leprosy in the country by 2030 through 5 measures. In a statement issued in Jakarta on Monday, Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin said the 5 measures include expanding disease elimination efforts to 111 districts and cities, up from 42 initially, and initiating mass screening in 5 priority regions starting this month. Quoted from antaranews.com, the 5 priority regions include Tangerang, Bekasi, Brebes, Jayapura, and Sambang. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. And it was Service Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Good afternoon from Indonesia. It's lunchtime and people seems to be, well, having their lunchtime. Although in Jakarta, the weather is kind of unfriendly for some people because rain is still here and there. But we in the studio still want to bring you more updates related to Indonesia. And you can listen to our broadcast on voanews.id and the application RRI Digital. By the way, hello there, I'm Steve. Well, being here with you with those information, and right now on my playlist I got a lot of songs to play for you. So to kick off today's lunchtime program, we'd like to begin with a very nice song by Afghan with Panah Asmara, staging on RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Setiap kau tatap mataku.
Voice of Indonesia.
Once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali, you're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits. Ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, today's Music Quarter presents a song from Alyssa. Alyssa, an Indonesian pop band from the city of Majalengka, West Java, fronted by Putri, the vocalist, Elton, the guitarist, and Andre, the drummer, was founded in 2018 on July 17, 2024. Alyssa released a song entitled Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua, or Make Me the Second. This song was popularized by soloist Astrid, which was released in 2007. Alyssa's version of Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua is packed in a more modern way. This song, which was a hit at the time, tells the story of someone who is a third party in someone else's relationship and has the desire to continue being in the wrong relationship. Listeners, here's Alyssa with Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua.
Cintaku padamu, aku pasti rela untuk melepasmu. Walau ku tahu ku kan terluka. Jika semua berbeda, kau bukanlah orang yang kupuji. wajah, tetapi hatiku telah memilihmu. Walau kau tak mungkin tinggalkannya, jadikan aku yang kedua. Kuatlah diriku bahagia, walaupun kau takkan pernah ku miliki selamanya. Cintaku padamu, aku pasti rela untuk melepasmu. Walau ku tahu ku kan terluka jika semua berbeda. Kau bukanlah orang yang ku puja, tetapi hatiku telah memilihmu. Walau kau tak mungkin tinggalkannya, jadikan aku yang kedua. Kuatlah diri. Buatlah diriku bahagia, walaupun kau tak akan pernah ku miliki selamanya. Jadikan aku yang kedua, buatlah diriku bahagia, walaupun kau tak akan pernah ku miliki selamanya.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is quotes of the day. One who refuses finding new ways for their no longer productive works are like people squeezing straws for milk. A quote from Buya Hamka. Listener, Haji Abdul Malik Karim Amrullah, or known as Buya Hamka, was born on 17th of February 1908. Buya Hamka was known as a teacher, writer, historian, journalist, and politician, with a great contribution to Indonesia. The greatest works of Buya Hamka include Falsafah Hidup, or The Life Philosophy, Lembaga Hidup, or The Life Institution, and The Sinking of Van der Wijk. And listener, that's quotes of the day.
Voice of Indonesia. Today's sound.
Aku masih di sini, mendekap hampa. apa di hati yang hingga kini menghantui tentang arti hidup ini. Waktu terus berputar tanpa bisa menawar manisnya segala senyum puji menjadi pahit caci maki. Tersesat tiada arah, suara hati semakin lemah, terkikis oleh amarah. Sesaat aku tersentak, ingin rasanya berteriak, masihkah ada cinta tersisa untuk jiwa yang terluka.
Rosari Lasso with Misteri Ilahi or The Divine Secret, and you're still tuned to Edited World Service Voice of Indonesia. Now I'd like to invite you to go to some places in Central Java. As we know that in West Java, we already have one thing that is claimed as one of the biggest floating solar power plant in Southeast Asia, and it seems that Central Java want to have also the floating solar power plants. And the plan is that these power plants will be developed in Kedungombo of Sragen District and Gajah Mungkur in Wonogiri District. And according to the Director of Business Development and Commerce of PT PLN Indonesia Power, Julita Indah, it appears that the construction will kick off in 2025 and expected to start the commercial operations by late 2026 and early 2027. As we know that power plants are to generate power or electricity, but it appears that the two floating solar power plants are planned also to generate tourism and income for the local people, because according to her, these floating solar power plants can become unique attractions for both investors and also tourists.
Watak gilanya
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Menebus dosaku kepadamu, menyakitimu. Aku tidak pernah menyangka bisa begini. Oh Dewi, dengarkanlah. Dewi, kaulah hidupku. Aku cinta padamu sampai mati. Dewi, belalah dadaku. Agar kau tahu, agar kau mengerti.
Listener, if you want to stay updated with the latest and the accurate and reliable news from Voice of Indonesia and Radio Republik Indonesia, you can go to rri.co.id, rri.co.id. The official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia brings you the latest credible and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. So make sure to stay informed from a trusted source only at rri.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
pada manusia yang terlahir sempurna. Jangan kau sesali segala yang telah terjadi. Kita pasti pernah dapatkan cobaan yang berat. Seakan hidup ini tak ada artinya lagi. Syukuri apa yang ada, hidup adalah anugerah. Tetap jalani hidup ini, melakukan yang terbaik. Ada manusia yang terlahir sempurna. Jangan kau sesali segala yang telah terjadi. Syukuri apa yang ada, hidup adalah anugerah. Tetap jalani
and it was The Massive with Jangan Menyerah or Do Not Give Up. And do not give up on us, listener, because after this, we'll bring you into the plateau or the highlands of Dieng to see a very unique ritual in which children with dreadlocks getting their haircut. And these dreadlocks are quite natural, only appears on certain children in that area. So for further and also complete story about it, you'll be listening to that after this one. So see you on at RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Jangan menyerah, jangan menyerah, jangan menyerah, jangan menyerah, jangan menyerah.
The Land Above the Clouds is the nickname of Dieng Valley in Central Java. This valley has a main tradition held annually that features cutting off dreadlocks on children as part of Dieng Culture Festival. They are not ordinary children. They had the dreadlocks after they mysteriously had high fever and their illness was not detected medically. The next day, the dreadlocks appears on their head, and it can only be cut with a long sequence of ritual, where the whole villagers has their own parts.
Ya, kalau yang minta kan gembelnya ya, gembelnya. Kalau orang tua kan kaya itu yang minta apa kentut satu kantong plastik sama telur puyuh satu, itu orangnya kaya. Bener. Kan disuruh teman-teman minta mobil, minta enggak, harusnya minta kentut untuk mainan gini kok. Buat mainan katanya. Nah, saya sampai kesono dua kali saya tanyain, enggak belak-belok itu minta kentut sama ibunya buat mainan gini ya udah. Yang minta gembelnya bukan anaknya, bukan gembelnya yang minta. Kalau gembel itu enggak bisa dilubah kan.
Our journey to Dieng village in Banjarnegara Regency, Central Java, was an unforgettable experience. It took 12 hours from Jakarta until we reached in Dieng. With a scenic winding road with a green potatoes plantation and people residents along, made it worth it. Cold wind welcomed our arrival upon Dieng village. We visited this village to witness a unique annual event. It was the ritual of cutting the dreadlocks of Dieng children, who are called Anak Bajang. But why does cutting dreadlock need a long ritual and involve the whole village?
Karena kalau anak gembel itu kan titipan dari Dewi Roro Runcie dari Samudro.
We believe the dreadlock was a gift from goddess Roro Runcie from Kidul Sea. She gave it to Kiai Agung Kaladete as his apprentice. After the dreadlock is cut, it will be put in a jar. The jar then will be put on river that flows to Kidul Sea. It is like we return the dreadlock to the goddess.
Cilarung, air yang mengalir ke Samudra Kidul dikembalikan yang menitipi supaya tidak gembel lagi.
For many years, Basumanto had carried out the dreadlock cutting ritual. The Anak Bajang are believed to be special children of Dieng, who bridge our reality and the unseen reality.
Karena filosofinya adalah anak gimbal merupakan titipan yang maha kuasa, di mana orang Dieng mempercayai bahwa yang maha kuasa selalu menitipkan apapun yang dia kehendaki itu.
The philosophy of dreadlock children is that they are a gift from God. The young people believes that God always entrusts anything He will through a medium. This medium bridges the seen and the unseen. So, the ritual is simply about respecting the unseen without worshipping them. We also believe our ancestor, Tumenggung Kolodete, also did the ritual. He cut his child's dreadlock and then let the dreadlock flows into the southern sea. It is because the past believed that the hair also belongs to the god. The Javanese must have goodwill and ethics. If something was entrusted to us through the medium, we should return it through the medium too. It is to avoid miscommunication and to appreciate the medium too.
Harus punya tata krama ketika mempercayai bahwa kita dipinjami barang melalui perantara, maka alangkah baiknya pengembaliannya juga melalui perantara sehingga tidak miskomunikasi, ataupun akan lebih baik bahwa yang menjadi perantara juga kita hargai. Itu seperti itu.
Ali Fauzi, born in Dieng, upholds the cultural value in this ritual. He managed to preserve his ancestors' heritage in a more modern way without removing the traditional element of the ritual itself. He initiated the Dieng Culture Festival, an event that could bring many tourists while keep allowing the long ritual process.
Ya, inilah budaya kita yang penuh dengan filosofi yang bagus sekali, di mana kegiatan ritual pencukuran rambut gimbal ini memang panjang sebetulnya. Hanya memang saat ini kita atraksikan puncaknya, tapi perlu saya jelaskan apa sih yang panjang itu. Tentunya dimulai dengan acara napak tilas. Napak tilas ada di beberapa tempat, bahkan hampir lebih dari 20 tempat. Ini adalah konsep dari pelestarian lingkungan sebetulnya, di mana para pemangku adat, pemangku budaya, tokoh masyarakat yang terlibat dalam napak tilas ini adalah berkunjung beberapa tempat yang dianggap sakral atau dianggap harus dihargai karena dampak dari hidupnya lingkungan di satu tempat itu akan membeli siklus kehidupan yang ada di bumi ini. Katakanlah ke satu mata air yang dianggap sakral, karena mata air itu tentu harus kita survei, harus kita lihat, harus kita hargai pohon-pohon di sekitarnya, karena pohon yang bagus, mata air yang bagus tentu akan memberikan efek kehidupan yang baik untuk manusia sendiri. Jadi ini napak tilas selama beberapa hari dengan 20 tempat adalah bagaimana hubungan manusia dengan sekitarnya, manusia dengan manusia ini harus terjalin secara harmonis. Nah, selain memang hubungan dengan Sang Maha Pencipta sebagai pencipta alam semesta ini menjadi kunci bahwa mohon maaf kami tidak menyembah tempat, tetapi kami menghargai tempat, karena bagaimanapun alam ini sebetulnya mereka bernafas. Pohon bernafas, tentu kita harus menghargai ciptaan yang maha kuasa lainnya. Itu seperti itu. 23 tempat itu panjang, ada yang jalan kaki, kecuali yang jauh saat ini mungkin dibantu dengan kendaraan, setelah itu jalan kaki. Dan juga para pemangku adat itu melakukan beberapa persyaratan, biasanya berpuasa dan lain-lain.
This deeply philosophical ritual of cutting dreadlock is really long. It begins with visiting 20 sacred places. The elders and the community figures involved will visit the places deemed sacred for their impact towards life. It is like preserving the environment. For instance, we visit a sacred water spring. We survey the spring and appreciate the trees around it. In there, we could see how a good water spring can bring good effect to lives, including us human beings. 5 days before ritual, the elders did the prihatin during the visit. The night before the ritual, the dreadlock children will be gathered in a small banquet as a gratitude that the children had arrived at the place of an elder. In the morning, the children will be paraded on a carriage across the village, and the parade is followed by art performances. Meanwhile, the tourists can stay across the Dieng Kulon village area to Suharto Witlam or Dharmasala, because in there, the dreadlock children will undergo a purification ritual. During the previous visits, elders collected water for purification. This purification aims to strip away wickedness from the children. Then, after the purification, the children will be paraded again to Arjuna Temple. In the temple, they will cut the dreadlock of the children one by one. The first cut will be done by the elders, and after that, others can also cut the dreadlock under the guidance of the elders. After that, there will be another gratitude banquet called Ngalah Berkah. Visitors can join the event. Since we prepared a banquet for all people to eat together, as a gratitude to the god for the dreadlock cutting ritual had been done. But the last ritual will be the flowing the dreadlocks.
Anak-anak gimbal. Ini salah satu filosofi sebetulnya. Apapun ketika ada kegiatan yang bertujuan baik, itu alangkah baiknya itu semua dibersihkan. Maka diharapkan juga memakai pakaian yang baik, pakaian yang bagus, itu yang kita bersyukur sudah kita fasilitasi biasanya yang nanti.
Here is a crown for a human, especially woman. It may coincide with the fact that most Bajang children in Dieng are female. The Bajang children who have dreadlocks are mostly 2 to 12 years old. For instance, Alita from Wonosobo. Since 2 years old, she had asked the dreadlocks to be cut in Dieng village. She also asked 2 goats.
Ini si Alita sendiri yang minta dari usia 2 tahun.
Alita herself wanted the dreadlocks cutting in Dieng since she was 2 years old. She also wished for 2 goats.
Minta kambing 2. Dipotong di mana? Di Dieng. Permintaannya umpama telur puyuh 1.
Wishes are specific, such as 1 quail egg. The egg must be 1 and must be from quail. If not fulfilled, the dreadlock will return and condition will worsen.
Like other traditions in Indonesia, This ritual has detailed preparation with full philosophical meaning. For instance, in the parade to Arjuna Temple where the dreadlocks will be cut, there was a cart full of Bajang children's wishes. There was also another cart with four colored tumbang. Tumbang is a cone-shaped rice dish with side dishes of vegetables and meat.
Jadi kalau apa tumbang robjong itu bahwa rambut gimbal itu kan seperti padi contoh itu. Nah, jadi ada gembel padi, ada rambut gimbal.
So, tumbang rojong means that the dreadlock is like rice. There's dreadlock that is like rice. Another is like sheep wool. Meanwhile, various colors also have meanings. Green means fertility for agriculture or trade. White means purity, that we live our life honestly without doing bad things. Those are the main symbols.
Bahwa kita hidup di dunia ini kan harus menjalankan yang apa adanya, jalan yang lurus, tidak usah nikang-nikung kayak gitu. Jadi itu termasuk simbol yang paling utama. Kalau
itu simbol paling
itu yang berwarna putih gitu.
Another detail about dreadlocks cutting ritual is that it always held during dry season, where the temperatures in Dieng Hill fell to 4 degrees Celsius. The meeting between hot and cold mountain air created mist across the hill since dawn. But then, when the ritual begin, the mist will be replaced by warm sunlight, and the ritual begin. Preserving tradition when advanced technology is invading millennial generation is not easy. However, the awareness of Dieng people on the value of their tradition proves that tradition can coexist with modernization.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Kau begitu sempurna, di mataku kau begitu indah. Kau membuat diriku akan selalu memujamu. Di setiap langkahku, ku kan selalu memikirkan dirimu. Tak bisa ku bayangkan hidupku tanpa cintamu. Tinggalkan diriku, takkan mampu menghadapi semua. Hanya bersamamu ku akan bisa. Kau adalah darahku, kau adalah jantungku, kau adalah hidupku.
kau tinggalkan diriku, takkan mampu menghadapi semua. Hanya bersamamu ku akan bisa. Kau adalah darahku, kau adalah jantungku, kau adalah hidupku, lengkapi diriku. Oh sayangku, kau begitu. Kau adalah darahku, kau adalah jantungku, hidupku, lengkapi diriku. Oh sayangku, kau begitu. Sayangku, kau begitu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a song from Mentawai entitled Polak Tutu. The song Polak Tutu was composed by Mato Samalingai. The song tells the story of the beautiful Mentawai island with its rich forest. The song lyrics also remind the younger generation not to exploit the land, forest, and timber on Mentawai islands. Well, listener, here is the traditional song from Mentawai Islands called Polak Tutu by Mateus Samalingai. Enjoy!